Condemnation, you have a word of counsel, you have a word of challenge. As we go through the seven churches, this is the format that God has given us that we'll use. Begins with the church of Ephesus, which we'll look at today, which is the apostolic church. It ends with the church of Laodicea, which is the apostate church. The seven churches can be looked at in four different ways. I believe they speak of seven literal churches that were in Asia Minor. You have a map at the back of your notes. And seven literal churches in the time of John in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey. It also deals with seven periods of church history. I believe we are in the last period. And I believe we are in the Laodicean church. Let us not be at Living Word Community Church, a Laodicean church. But we are in the church of Laodicea at this time. And it's, if you look at the church worldwide, you will see a church that models that Laodicean church. It's lukewarm. It's rich, but yet it's spiritually poor. They think they're alive and they're actually dead. It also refers to seven types of churches throughout history. The question is, which church are we? And that should concern us. It definitely concerns me as an elder of this church and as the pastor of the church. And then it also speaks of seven types of Christians, which should concern us all. What type of Christian are you? Are you a Ephesian Christian? A Smyrna Christian? A Pergamos Christian? A Laodicean Christian? A Sardis Christian? But what we're going to look at today as we begin, we're going to look at the church of Ephesus. And let me just say this to you. As I read the first seven verses of Revelation chapter 2, the church of Ephesus reminds me of a famous marathon runner from years ago. He was a world champion. He was world class. He was an Olympic champion.